just continue along this thought of the incarnation of the Lord Jesus. You know, years ago, before I was among brethren, back in the very early 80s, I remember wandering into a Christian bookstore, and I saw a book there by a man named G.V. Wigram. I said, what in the world is a wigram? You know, I have no idea, you know. Young Pentecostal guy, you know. So, but I happened to open that book by Brother Wigram revolutionized my Christian life. I bought that book and read it. But there was a statement in there that he made. He said, Brother Wigram had said, I don't know if it comes from that book, but he has said it, I would be ashamed to be called a man except that it were for the incarnation. And what he meant by that was that when you think of the history of man, the ongoing history of man, that the wickedness, the corruption, the crimes, all of that, horrific, yet Christ came. We saw in a man what God was. And so it's so wonderful, this thought of his appearing. You know, there are several different words in the Greek that are used in a sort of as sort of a synonym for appearing. You know, it can be revelation, manifestation, appearing. They're sort of synonyms with different emphasis. But what the incarnation was not, was an animation, was not just a spark in a man like you have in some of the Far Eastern religions, that a holy man in whom was a divine spark came at some time. It was not that. It was God was manifest in the flesh. And so we look at John chapter 1. No less than three times, John the Baptist says, look at verse 15, he who comes after me is preferred before me. Notice this, for he was before me. And then in verse 27, it is he who coming after me is preferred before me. That word preferred before me really could be translated in the idea of rank or position. It takes a rank higher than I. And we get it again in verse 30. This is he of whom I said, so number three, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, takes a place before me, a rank before me. He's higher than I am, John the Baptist says, for he was before me. He was before me in time. Now, if we read Luke's Gospel chapter 1, what do we find? John the Baptist was conceived 6 months before the Lord Jesus and born before the Lord Jesus. So technically he was older than the Lord Jesus. But what John is saying, he was before me. What do you mean, John? He was the divine one, the eternal Son of God who was made flesh. And we get this, of course, in John chapter 1. You know, the Word was made flesh. His existence was eternal. His nature was divine, but his person, as we've already seen, is distinct. Right? So this is not just something new to the New Testament. We get it prophetically in Micah chapter 5. The prophet Micah predicted this. This is a verse that sometimes is read during the Christmas holidays. It was written some 700 years before Christ was born, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, it's predicting the town in which the Lord Jesus would be born. Though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me one who to be the ruler in Israel. Now notice this, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. The Darby translation has, from the days of eternity. This one who was born in the little town of Bethlehem. And we think of that little hymn, right? Little town of Bethlehem, where he was born, according to the prophet, the prophecy. But his goings forth were from the days of eternity. So let's not make any mistake as to who it was that appeared, right? It's not just an emanation, just, you know, a divine spark in some normal human being. No, he was the divine one who appeared here. And that's the wonder, brothers and sisters, of what we're connected with by grace. And that grace, he came showing grace, bringing salvation to us. Amen.